Hello, this is The Way of Fairness. This is Steve Giles speaking. I was just remembering the movie Walking Tall that I viewed it. I remembered about that show when I saw it when I was a teenager. I knew that I had something to do with in my life, involved in something similar to the guy who fought against the corruption. I don't have biblical morality, but I have fairness morality, and that's the only morality is fairness. So also today I was thinking about the old show, TV show called television, Kung Fu. And the Shaolin monk was trained on how to be like Walking Tall. So he had the strength to defend himself if need be. But they're trained to do no harm kind of thing, and to be peaceful. So they're in a world of people that are cruel and mean and corrupt. Same theme in both those shows. So that gave me a lot of inner strength to think about Kung Fu today, because I'm going through this thing where I'm being tormented. It's been going on for years, actually. And when did it start? It started when my brother turned against me, and he sided with the Bible and the God or gods of the Bible. And I was in the process of becoming an atheist. And so the people in the area that side with the religion and with the God of the Bible, they turned against me too. And so they started taunting me and tormenting me and picking on me and that kind of thing. So that's part of growing up, you know. Everybody goes through being tormented by the other people. The kids these days are getting really vicious online, the things they say and stuff, and there have been a lot of suicides over it lately. When I really am honest with myself, what's causing this and what can I do about it, the answer is with me. I have to stand up for myself. And it doesn't matter if you die in the process. You still have to stand up for yourself. And if you're standing for something other than fairness for everyone, you have no right to stand for anything else other than fairness for all of us. And we have a lot of really sick religions on the planet. I was reminded of Psalm 137. And the enemies of Zion, you know, the other tribe that had a different god, it's no worse than the other god. They're just different tribes with different gods. And so it says that the wise person is going to have fun bashing the infants' heads on the rocks. That's Psalms 137 in the Old Testament. And there's stuff in the New Testament that's vicious too. But that's enough about particular scriptures. You can find it in the Quran. You can find it in the Bhagavad Gita, offensive, violent, but scriptures perhaps in the Bhagavad Gita. I know it troubled me because Krishna's telling Arjuna that it doesn't matter who you kill and you're going to be fighting this war against your family and friends that used to be on your side. But you have to serve your God. You have to do your duty no matter what. So what is your duty? See, this, it's two cousins. They're cousins. In the Bhagavad Gita, they're two different families. It's one family in a division fighting itself. And so what is our duty? Well, my duty is to not let other people be unfair to me. And that should be your duty too. We need to stop them from being unfair to us. And we can. when we join together and they know that's what we're going to do, we're going to stop all this bullying, and we're going to stop these suicides from kids getting bullied online and at school and teased, because we'll be there to support them. If anybody anywhere needs help with somebody being unfair to them, we're here for you. And we'll do anything we can to stop the unfairness for you. That's what this is about. Thanks.